And I just want to pray now for Pastor Shannon. Holy Spirit, guide our pastor. She shares the message. And open our ears to hear what you have to say to us. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. So I believe I have a word here for someone this morning. You are here and you are brokenhearted. And because of your brokenheartedness, you're in chains and bondage by the things that have come into your life or you've let come into your life. And the Lord is here to tell you that he loves you. He wants to set you free. And he's put out his hand and said, will you trust me? He's going to bind up your broken heart. He's going to break the chains and open those prison doors and set you free. Because you are loved, you are valued, and you have such worth to him. So if that is you this morning, hear the word of the Lord for you. He wants to set you free. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the compassionate Savior, Jesus Christ. And so I'm just going to pray for you this morning, if that's you. And I just encourage you to connect with me or someone else here this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you are setting them free. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you're moving upon their heart to set them free from the bondage, from the pain, and the chains of heartbreak. And I'm going to add this, I think, addiction. Heartbreak can bring addiction. And so again, we thank you, Lord, that you do not leave them in that state. But just as we heard in the children's story with compassion, you pour in the oil, the anointing healing oil, and the wine to revive. And you have paid the price for their healing. So again, we just thank you and praise you for that. In your precious name, Lord Jesus, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. And I do want to encourage you this morning, if that's you, don't leave without connecting with somebody here, because the Lord has so much for you, so much more in him. Well, we've been looking at the Holy Spirit. We're going to keep going on in that this morning. Let the songs of the Lord rise amongst us and within us. I had to get up and go to the back. Do some celebrating, rejoicing. Couldn't stick there. I was going to hit people. What we've been talking about, again, Holy Spirit. And we talked about who is he. We know he is God and he's holy. He wants fellowship with us. The question is, do you want fellowship with him? And he is the key to us walking the empowered Christian life. Jesus told his disciples, go and wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit comes on you and he will give you power. Hey, if we think we can do this life without the Holy Spirit and walk in the righteousness that is ours without the Holy Spirit, you couldn't do it before. What makes you think you can do it now? And it's all about what he has done and will do and continues to do in us. Then we talked about hearing the Holy Spirit and lowering the volume of the things of this earth so we can hear it. The world doesn't want you to hear. I don't know if you've ever seen any of those places where somebody's on the street talking about Jesus and somebody doesn't want them to say anything, so they get in front of them and they just scream. It's crazy. It's just like, that's insane. What are you doing? And they just scream because they don't. And any time the person stops and look, they stop. And then if they start talking again, they start screaming again. That's the world. They want to silence the voice of God. They want to silence the Lord in the word through you. But you know what? They can't stop it. But you can stop hearing the Lord. What I mean is you can be so absorbed and caught up in the things of this world and listening to what's going on, you've got the volume of the world turned up that you can't hear what he's saying. And he asks you, Jesus said, get away. Go, when you go to your quiet spot, your prayer closet, go to a quiet place. Turn the volume down. Put the tablet away. Put the cell phone away if you're too distracted by it. Tell you what, that's one of the things that's, well, they know that it's bringing the most anxiety into the world today is a phone that's always going off. And people who can't stop looking. I'm sorry, when it bings at you. People who are caught in the addiction of gambling, do you know why that one of the things that is the biggest thing is all the flashing lights and that. It stimulates the brain. And you think, you know, every time a message pops up on your phone and it's got a little light and a little bing. Shut it off. And if you can't be without it, you maybe need to know, hello, my name is Shannon, and I am a phone-aholic. And don't, you know, we need to understand these are all tactics of the enemy to distract us from who we are and what the Lord wants to do in our life. How many of you here can say I'm a powerful person in God? Oh, 2, 3, 4, 5. I was distracted. Yeah, I was distracted. And see, here's the thing. When we believe in Jesus, when we're full of the Holy Spirit, when we have God present living in us, and we understand that we are a child of God, lavished in his love. What's Pastor Shannon's favorite word in the Bible? Lavished. Lavished in his love. That we be called the children of God. Not only that, but he's empowered us. Jesus, he seated us with the right hand of his throne in Christ, given us all authority and power here in the earth to speak the will of God here in the earth. And here we sit. And now I'm going to ask, who here is a powerful person in God? Because that is who you are. And we need to recognize that. And as long as we're not taking the time. I loved Linda's. I just thought, well, Linda just preached my message this morning. She just shared the message. When we connect, when we worship with God, when we get into that fellowship, we start recognizing not only who he is, but who he's made us in Christ. We are the new creations in Christ. Oh, better keep going here. Got some things to talk about. So we're continuing on in experiencing the presence of the Holy Spirit. Let me get this going. Our first verse says, Jesus said this, I will ask the Father and he will give you another advocate to help you and to be with you forever. And I want to draw attention to this forever thing. You know, there's a time in the Old Testament where the Holy Spirit came on someone and then left. They didn't remain. That, do you see that going on? That is no longer the case. The Holy Spirit will be with you how long?
Forever.
Who said it?
Jesus.
Is he a liar?
No.
Says, let God be proven right and every man a liar if we're going to say this otherwise. Ephesians 5:8, I love this, says, do not get drunk on wine, but which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. And again, Linda talked about that. You know, as we worship, as we draw close to God, he draws close to us. And the Spirit fills us. And how many of you know what happens when they refine gold? What rises to the top? The dross. And you can scrape it off. And as the Lord, as we worship and praise and the Lord refines us, that stuff, the crud, comes to the top and it gets wiped off. And we become this pure thing of God. In fact, Jesus has made us pure. We just haven't got it there in our heads yet that that's what he's done for us. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. And then we talked about living a holy life. We are a new creation in Christ. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit who is pure and holy. And if we choose to continue in our old life style with that verse before just said, be filled with, don't get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery, all kinds of It's another word would be foolishness, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. We want to live holy lives. And you know what? Sometimes the things that we're involved in, we looked at this, is we have a hard time letting go of them. And you know what? You weren't able to do it in your own strength before, and you're not going to be able to do it in your own strength now, but the Holy Spirit can do it for you and with you. He will help you walk. Linda talked about sometimes if you're caught in addictions of that, you need fellowship. You need those to come around and come alongside you and walk with you. You can call them accountability partners. You can call them sponsors. You can call them people who are going to stand with you and pray with you, people who you can turn to in your time of need. But here's the other thing. This is what the Lord says. You can boldly go before his throne of grace in your time of need or your time of trouble. We don't have, sometimes we think, well, Lord, I just got to get it right in my heart before I go to you. I just wish I know better. I should be doing better. And therefore there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Boldly go to that throne of grace and find his mercy. And the Spirit of God who dwells in you will help you walk this out. Amen? So we want to live life that is holy. I'm just, again, for you were once in darkness, but now are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of light consists of all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And we went on there, and I'm going to let you look it up yourselves. Again, this was from last week. One of the things we want to know, experience, is there is a tangible experiencing of the Holy Spirit. It doesn't always happen, but it can happen more often than I think sometimes we're experiencing it. What does that tangible experience mean? Tangible means you can touch it, you can feel it, you can sense it. Did you know you have, if you look at scripture, you have 5 spiritual senses? Smell, taste, and see that the Lord is good, right? You can hear the voice of the Lord. We have this ability to experience them. I'm pushing through. And we want to, and he wants us to. Next, we looked at faith. We spent quite a bit of time talking about faith. And I want to put this up here and focus on, for indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. He's referring to the children of Israel as they walked, came out of Egypt into the desert. But the word which they heard did not profit them. And sometimes that's our experience. We've heard the word of God, but we're not seeing it in our lives. And here was the kicker. Because they did not mix it with faith. They just heard the word. Sometimes we just read the word, we hear the word, and we say, God, where are you in this? Are you mixing it with faith? Psalms, here it says, we limit the Holy One of Israel because we don't remember his power. His word doesn't profit us. There we go. Because we don't mix it with faith. We don't believe we don't remember his power in our lives. And we limit him. We limit the Holy One of Israel. But hey, it doesn't have to be that way. That's the glorious thing. You say, Lord, I'm stumbling. I'm stuck here. Do you remember the man who asked for prayer for his son who had seizures? And Jesus said, do you believe? He says, I believe, but help my unbelief. I kind of have some stuff here. In my time of trouble, guess where I get to boldly go? I can boldly go before him and say, God, I'm struggling here. I know you're good. I know you're powerful. But I'm limiting you because I'm doubting. Is this really what you're saying? Is this really what you mean? And sometimes we have to shut that stuff up. If I can put it, you know. Remember I talked about doing the little dance? The things that are contrary to the word of God, we get to put them under our feet. I see them as scorpions and snakes, and we get to do a little dance. Jesus says, I've given authority over those things. You've got authority to squash the heads of scorpions and snakes. When the enemy comes to seed doubt, when those little snakes slither in, throw those suckers to the ground and stamp. And you know what? I'm going to give you just a little, you know, Pastor Shannon thing. Actually do it. Don't just sit there in the spirit and I see my, okay, if you can't get up and do it, okay. Well, then throw it on the table and pound it with your hand. But if you can get up, stand up and put it under your feet. Done. Stand your ground. When we're talking about faith, I love to go to the story of Peter and Jesus when he walked on water and walks out to the boat, and there they are. They're on the boat. There was 12 of them in the boat. Or I don't know if it says there was all 12 of them there. I think so. They'd just seen Jesus feed 5,000 plus with two little fish and five loaves of bread. And here he comes walking out in the water. They're terrified. It's a ghost. And Jesus says, don't be afraid. It's me. And Peter does something. He says, I don't know if this is him. But Lord, if it is you, got a little doubt here. But if it is you, tell me to come. And on the words of Jesus that said, come. On whose word? Jesus. On the words of Jesus, who is the living word, he says, come. And Jesus gets out, or Jesus, Peter gets out of the boat. He takes a huge step of faith. Now, we're not going to criticize the rest of the disciples who sat in the boat, because they could have got out too. But Peter got out of the boat, took that step of faith. And how many of you think it was a big step of faith? I'll tell you what, if Jesus was out in the water and I was on the end of the dock and he said, come, I'd be going, I know Peter. But really, you know, I have maybe a little more doubt than Peter. But here's the thing. Peter's focus was on the word, what Jesus said. And as long as he heard the word and walked towards the Lord, on the word of the Lord, he was good. But the minute he turned to see what was happening in his circumstances and in the world around him, we know he sunk. You see, the world is going to suck your faith out. And if all, remember our little mustard seed of faith? Our little mustard seed of faith, let's see if I've got my mustard seed of faith there. Our little mustard seed of faith, Jesus says, you can move a mountain with that. Peter got out of the boat with that. Walked on water with that. But the minute he took his eyes off the one and stopped listening to the one, he started listening to the storm, the noise around him, he sank. Faith the size of a mustard seed. And he says to you, you with little faith, you with that mustard seed of faith that can move a mountain, why did you doubt? Why did you doubt? He's not criticizing. He's just saying it's the doubt that's the problem, not the little faith. I want to call Marion up if she would come. And can you grab the handheld mic, Marion? It's right there, yeah. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. I'm Marion here. We're going to share a bit of a testimony. So, Marion, what was your living situation like for the last few months?
I was living in my son's trailer.
And what kind of trailer?
Just a little holiday trailer.
Holiday trailer, yeah. Okay.
Okay, and it was like, it was fine for the first month, but after that I was starting to doubt.
Doubt.
Not God, but me.
Okay, and so during that time, like what were your emotions like? How were you feeling?
Well, depressed. I needed everybody here so I wouldn't be. Thank you for all your prayers. Without here, I would have fallen because I was shaky in my emotions, you know. Makes you a little bit unsteady on your feet, so to speak.
Yeah. My God. And especially the last week, this last week, what was the What was going on?
Well, I was a little scared and a lot angry at my son.
Okay. And why were you a little scared?
Well, I didn't have a place yet. And
right. And how much trying for a place did you have?
I had phoned every place, even John, like every place that came in my, like,
across
lawn.
Your way. Yeah.
I phoned, I put in applications, blah, blah, nothing.
Okay. And I think you've already shared this. What helps you walk during this time without just totally losing your faith and giving up on God?
Right here. All these faces I get to see all the time going, I'm right here.
Now, I'm going to ask you, we didn't rehearse this one. What if all these faces weren't here?
God.
You've
Jesus.
Died. Yeah, yeah.
But these, to me, these are the faces of Jesus.
Yeah.
That I can hang on to here.
Amen. Amen. Okay. So now, what's the good news?
Well, yesterday John sent me a phone number. I phoned. And she goes, well, why don't you come for a view tonight? My mouth was going to say no, not tonight, tomorrow. And the Holy Spirit went pinch inside my throat. And out of my mouth came, sure, I'll be there in a half hour or so.
And?
I got the house. I walked into the house and they said, it's yours. I didn't. Well, one, I knew the owner.
Yep.
I had worked with him before. So his wife is going, no, it's yours, it's yours, it's fine. Be calm.
Right.
It's a God thing, she says to me. And
right.
I'm going, yes, it is a God thing.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Marion.
Welcome.
Sharing up. Now, I'm going to share a couple of things about, I hope it's okay. There's been a lot of us that were praying for her. And I'm going to say this. Marion, in a conversation, she has some little pets. And she said, the Lord said, I didn't have to get rid of my pets. I'm going to just confess honestly. I thought, I don't know, Marion, in my head, I don't know if that's hearing God. Because nobody wants that many pets when they're renting. It's just like, is she really hearing God? Was she really hearing God? Yes, she did. And she can take her pets with her. And so what I want to say is this. That is a testimony of faith. And we lift up and pray for each other. And God moves on her behalf. There was, I'm not sure how many, I know one of my prayers was, God, you don't leave your children begging bread and you don't leave them out in the cold. And I'm trying in my own strength to think, well, I don't have a finished basement, but we could set something up down there, I guess. And you're trying to do it in your own strength. Won't be perfect, but she won't be in the cold. Papa had something better, so much better. And that's our God. And that's. He gives you the desires of your heart when you seek him. And so I just want to say that little mustard seed of faith we sometimes have. Let's not limit the Holy One of Israel by our doubts and our judgments and our desires. God is able and willing and desirable, but it's us who gets in the way. And sometimes we have to just lay down and just say, lay it down and say, Father, I trust you. Not me. I trust what you say. Oops, that was Marion's testimony. We talk about our little bit of faith and giving it to God, whose faith is a billion zillion times squared, bigger than ours. What can he do? Jesus told us, have faith in God. Because truly I tell you, if you speak to this mountain and don't have doubt, you can see it thrown into the sea. We get to dance on and stomp on the scorpions and the snakes that say he can't do that or he won't do that. How many of you know how to do a little dance like this?
Maybe not that well.
I don't care. Hold on to a chair. If you're worried about your balance. Let's throw those doubts, those snakes and scorpions underneath our feet and trust God and not limit the Holy One of Israel. Remember his power. He saved you. The power of the resurrected Jesus saved you. And it's the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead that lives in you. So we're going to just do this. One of the things I want to just remind you about is when it comes to the Holy Spirit and experiencing him, relax. Relax. Don't get frustrated. I don't hear him. Just relax. If you are genuinely seeking after him, you are going to find him. Jesus said, listen, ask, seek, knock. Keep asking, keep seeking, keep knocking. That's what I mean. It's a continuous thing. And the door will be open for you. Yes, yeah. Now, remember we've been talking about also turning down the volume. And I want to say this, you know what? If you truly desire to experience the Holy Spirit, then you're going to seek, you're going to ask, you're going to press into his word. If you just say, yeah, I'd really like to, or I want to hear, but you don't do anything, as I put last week, you sit on your mound and watch the mushrooms grow. You don't really, you're not really desiring after him. You're just, hey, that would be cool, but I'm not doing anything. Linda talked about it this morning. Salvation is done in Jesus. But how many of you know relationship is a two-way street? And that's what we're speaking about today, the two-way street. We hear the voice of God through his word. How many of you ever remember the day they used to write letters? Well, even today when you get emails, you can hear the person's voice, their tenor, their way they express themselves in their letters. It's the same with the word of God. When we start getting that word in us, we start hearing his voice, his tenor. We can discern what is God and what isn't, because we can tell his voice when we start, when we get the word of God in us. Proverbs 4:20 says, my son, pay attention. Let me see if that was the next one up here. Oops, Mark. I'm not sure. I think I got ahead of myself there. Oh, I read that. Pay attention to what I say. Turn your ears to my words. Don't let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to one's whole body. And again, it's not talking about merely reading the word of God. You know, we say, well, get into the word of God, but we want to meditate on it so we're getting the word of God into us. We, again, not only want to hear the word of God, but we want to obey what the Spirit is telling us. Do what you're seeing. Do what you're hearing the Spirit show you through the word of God. Don't just talk about it. Do it. Again, Linda, see, you preach my message? James 1:22-25 says, don't merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but doesn't do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror and after looking at it goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. They will be blessed. I don't know about you, but I love being blessed. And I am blessed. You know, we talk about being in the Spirit and being led by the Spirit. But being led means there's movement. Do you hear what the Spirit's saying? Are you doing what he has asked you to do or showed you to do? And are you doing it the way he told you to do it? And are you doing it with the right attitude? Ever seen somebody do something? They're doing what they're told. They're doing the way they're told, but their attitude? My one thought is, don't roll your eyes at me. You know, sometimes, okay. But God is allowing us and asking us to partake in the things that he's doing here in the earth, to be his hands and feet, to shine forth his glory, to allow Jesus to come forth and to love like Jesus loved. We get to do that. And then you say, and Jesus says, and love your enemies. Okay. Pray for them. Pray for them. See, what it speaks to is, okay, Lord, I have some areas in my heart that need to come in line with you, because it is God's will that no man perish. That is his heart. And sometimes my heart needs to align. Sometimes your heart needs to align with that. You know, when Wendell shared the prayed this for the Palestinians and the Gaza Strip and the children, man, sometimes, you know what, we hear the stories and we get in there and we're ready to, those snakes need to be, we need to squat. But that's not who they are. Who are they blinded by? You fight not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities. Pray for them. Pray for them. And we hear stories about those in the Muslim faith that are turning to Jesus because there are things that are happening and the way the Holy Spirit's moving there. I hope you're excited about that. What happens when the powerful people of God, Jesus' church, rises into the position they call and pray? It says all creation is waiting for the sons of God to be made manifest. And hello, ladies, you're a part of that. To be made manifest and to pray into those situations. And thank God, he is moving. And if he shows you to do something with that, do it. Faith is action. It responds. It trusts not only the promises, but steps out in faith on his word. Romans 8:14 says, for all who are led, that's that movement thing, by the Spirit of God are children of God. You know, when we move out and press in and move on, we strengthen our influence. But when we don't, we weaken. We want to learn to walk in faith and respond quickly when we hear Holy Spirit. Now I'm going to move on. Where am I here? Yeah, I'm going to move on real quick here. We've talked about this in a couple of message backs about being aware of the presence of the Holy Spirit. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. So he is always with us, always present. In Psalm 139, we've talked about you can't get away from the Holy Spirit. He's always there. He's not only present, he's faithful. He abides in you and with you. But it is up to you to honor him by making yourself aware of his presence. And I want to tell you, sometimes our pace of life distracts us very easily from his presence. Sometimes we have become so busy in life that we come up with little excuses, if I can say. I'm so busy, I don't get to sleep in. Sunday morning's the only time I get to sleep in. Well, at least I do church at home online. I'm still in my pajamas. But I'm at least online. Okay. But I want to talk again about the presence of Holy Spirit, Holy God. And I appreciate when our worship team says, if you can't stand, sit down. But I'll tell you what, if you can stand and you choose to sit down because, why not? Then you're not acknowledging the presence of God that we are trying to partner with, the fellowship with. If we are coming before, if we're saying in my heart, I'm coming before, and again, I'm not challenging you. If you can't, you can't. But I am challenging an attitude, okay? An attitude that says, I don't need to. This is entertaining. If we're coming before a holy God, do you see in your heart, do you feel in your heart the presence? When you get to heaven, well, mind you, we might be all face down in front of him worshiping. But what I'm trying to say is, if we're engaging ourselves and saying, God is here, Holy Spirit is here, the Holy Spirit is here, and I'm going to worship. I'm going to stand and honor. You know, we stand in honor when men come into rooms with high positions. And you say, well, I'd never do that. Well, but when our God who's with us, when we are here. And so I am challenging you. And again, if you can't, if you get tired, sit down. That's okay. There are times I do. Sometimes I'm just feel the presence of God so much on me, it's just, I got to sit down. I'm going to fall down, which isn't too bad, other than it makes it hard for people to get around me. But we, if we're desiring to experience, let's be aware of who he is and what he wants to do. And so my, I think I put that in there twice, sorry. So our last thing is creating an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit. You know, we don't just come and sing songs because, well, that's what we do as Christians, we sing songs. We're not here doing a song service. We're not here to entertain, and we're not here just because singing feels good. We are worshiping in song. There's many parts of our service. In fact, the whole service is worship. But we are coming into the presence, and the giftings of the worship team are there to lead us where we are turning off the world. We're turning off our spilt cup of coffee and our crock pot cooking on the stove, and we are worshiping, creating an atmosphere. And what happens, you see, the Holy Spirit doesn't come and go. Our attention does. You know, there was a time it says, you know, you couldn't have a baby crying in the service because the Holy Spirit was like a dove. He just slid away. Uh-uh. It's us. It's us. And as we press in and we become more aware of him here, he is here, but we become more aware of his presence, more aware of his power. And the more aware we become, we come into a place where we can receive from him. And his powerful presence transforms our lives. You know, we sing songs like, Holy Spirit, I need you. And it's true. And as we sing songs that worship him and acknowledge Jesus as our center, acknowledge the Father who loves us, we acknowledge and honor and worship him, we start creating an atmosphere. When we can focus on those words, it's amazing what music does. We focus on those words and the music and let go. I'm going to ask if we can get the, we're going to close this morning doing something a little different. I have a little worship set. You can stand, you can sit. I want you to just listen to the words, sing along, but don't merely sing. Connect with what we're saying, who we're talking about. Holy Spirit is right here. He's been here all morning. He's going to go home with you. He'll come back with you. He'll go to the restaurant and to Walmart and to wherever you end up going today. He's with you. But we're going to take this time to turn down the volume, relax, and trust. Here, you can shut that the PowerPoint off if you need to. And trust Holy Spirit, who is faithful, who says, I'm here. I'm here to touch you in the places that you're struggling. I'm here to hear you and hear your words. So I picked some songs this morning I think that you all know, but the words will be up there. And when we're done, I'm just going to say, if you feel to pray for somebody, if the Holy Spirit speaks to you, go speak a word of knowledge to someone. Maybe you have a prophetic word, lay hands on somebody to heal them. Holy Spirit is in us. Or if you feel to come forward up here, I'll be able to pray, and a few others. Presence with us and upon us. I thank you that you go with us. And I'm just going to encourage you, if you have a word for somebody, to move out and pray for them. If you feel like you need to lay hands on somebody, go ahead and do that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But we thank you for your presence with us. Holy Spirit, you promised to never leave us and forsake us. We thank you, Lord, what you are doing in our lives as individuals, as a part of your church body here. Just going to encourage you, if you want to stay and just sit in this, stay. And if you have to go, that's fine, but let's do it honoring those that are staying. And we just bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the lives of all those here. Amen and amen. Go blessed.